Welcome to Stories Podcast. We're going back to our weekly schedule, but we could use your support. To make it easy for families, we have two ways to give back to the show. The first is by going to patreon.com/stories. You can also follow the link on storiespodcast.com and donating directly. This gets you exclusive extras, like bonus episodes, as we hit donation thresholds. The other way to help is by going to our partner site, goplaypretend.com. You can also follow the shop link on storiespodcast.com. On Go Play Pretend, you will find all the coolest kids' clothes and toys from Amazon to check out. But here's the secret. Amazon pays us no matter what you buy. So you can go to goplaypretend.com, click any of the product links, and then do your regular shopping. There's no extra charge to you. Amazon just donates a portion to the show. It's a win-win. Thanks again!
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups, do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are? It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, here's the episode. On a hot, balmy evening at the beginning of summer, a large lion with a great golden mane, shiny black eyes, and long, dark claws was licking his lips after enjoying a delicious meal. His huntress wife had brought him an enormous antelope to eat for dinner, and the lion, who was very hungry after a long day of napping in the sun, had gobbled up every last bit. He had just rolled onto his back and was prepared to again drift off into a deep, satisfied sleep when he saw movement out of the corner of his eyes.
Aha! He thought to himself. Dessert.
And the lion unfurled himself from his about-to-be-asleep position. With a quick flick of his paw, he caught a tiny, squirming mouse by the tail.
Mmm, delicious, he said. What a perfect end to my meal.
And he opened his mouth up wide and prepared to swallow the tiny mouse whole when he heard a small shriek of protest.
Wait! Cried the tiny mouse. I have a proposition for you!
On any normal day, the lion wouldn't have paid any attention to the mouse. But today, the lion really was very full and was really getting kind of sleepy. And honestly, he was a little curious about what kind of proposition the mouse could have to offer. So he said,
Tell me why I shouldn't eat you, tiny mouse.
And the mouse said,
You really shouldn't eat me, because mice are very useful.
And the lion roared with laughter and said,
When would a creature as small as you be of use to a creature as large as me? Impossible!
The mouse smiled a knowing smile.
I can think of lots of times. You never know when a tiny mouse might be very handy. I can fit in holes, I can climb tall trees, I can steal pieces of candy. I can run so fast, I can dig so deep, I can hide in little places. You never know when it's good to have a mouse in your good graces. When you need me, shout and call my name, I'll run to you with speed. I'm ready, sir, at your service, sir, to help with what you need.
The lion roared with laughter again.
Oh, mouse, you're very funny.
The lion was still very skeptical and did not really believe that he, the king of the jungle, would ever need any help from such a minuscule citizen of his kingdom. But he decided that because this mouse had made him laugh so hard twice that night, he might as well let him go. He really wasn't all that hungry anyway. And so the lion let the mouse go, and the mouse gratefully skittered off into the darkening night. The lion didn't expect to see him ever again. Time passed, and the beginning of autumn came, But of course, it was still hot and sticky outside, because in the parts of Africa where lions live, it's pretty much hot and sticky all the time. Our friend the lion with the great golden mane, shiny black eyes, and long dark claws was out for his afternoon walk when he stepped on a thorn. Now, thorns are very, very small, and lions' paws are very, very big, so you wouldn't think that a lion stepping on a thorn would be a very big deal, but this thorn hurt.
Oh!
The lion yowled in excruciating pain.
My paw!
And he thundered to the ground and curled up in a ball, trying desperately to pry the thorn out with his long, dark claws.
No, he cried. I can't get it out. My claws are too long.
And the lion began to cry.
Oh, lion,
a squeaky voice said out of nowhere.
The time has come for me to repay you.
The lion almost didn't hear him over his anguished wails, but when he quieted down and wiped the tears from his eyes, he saw a tiny gray mouse standing before him, an enormous grin on his face.
What can I do for you, lion? The mouse asked.
Oh, mouse, I have a thorn in my paw, and my claws are too long, and it is too small for me to pull out, and it hurts.
Lion, I am perfect for this job.
I told you there would be a time when a small friend would be useful. I told you a few months ago and I was being truthful. I've got tiny hands and tiny eyes, I can see your painful thorn. So grit your teeth and brace yourself, this might hurt, I must warn. Here we go!
And with a quick and nimble movement, the mouse pulled that thorn out from the lion's paw.
Ah!
Said the lion, but even as he was yelling out in pain and surprise, he realized that his paw did not hurt anymore.
Oh, thank you, mouse. Oh, I am so grateful.
I told you you'd need me someday, cried the mouse gleefully.
You were right, mouse. I'm glad you were here when I needed you. Thank you.
Sometimes help can come in even the unlikeliest of packages. A teeny tiny mouse can be helpful to even the mighty king of the jungle. The end. This episode of Stories Podcast was produced by Jake Letizia and written and performed by me, Amanda Weldon. Please visit patreon.com/storiespodcast to pledge to support us as we bring you new stories every week. And don't forget to visit our partner site, goplaypretend.com, to find cool games and toys for the kids in your life. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.